Day 28, March 17th. Today's reflection is based on 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 2 through 34, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Luke H. Mabry, class of 2020. This passage would have been so much easier had it started at verse 17 instead of verse 2. Who doesn't love communion around Holy Week? What better time to observe the body of Christ broken for you and the blood of Christ shed for you than during Lent? So why would Paul, or whoever doled out assignments for this Lent devotional, include the bit about the husband being the head of the wife? Surely Paul isn't serious about the head coverings. The only people who need those are old bald men like me who need to keep our noggins warm. What, pray tell, do we do with verses 2 through 16? What do we do with so many difficult passages in our canon? Paul insists in verse 28 that we examine ourselves before we eat the bread and drink the cup. What exactly should we examine ourselves against? If indeed our canon or measuring stick is holy writ and a special revelation from God, if it is the Holy Bible, then we are thrust into a world wholly different from our own. Disorienting though they may be, these old, ancient words lead to the Word made flesh. Sometimes we in the mainline churches are too convinced of our own moral certitude. We are certainly right, therefore everyone else is certainly wrong. Then we read a passage like 1 Corinthians 11 that makes us scratch our heads. Do we just ignore that passage, like it's not there? Or do we read it, study it, pray over it, and wrestle with it? Do we dare admit that we, of all people, need to change and be changed? Do we show up to communion on this Lenten journey with the best and worst of our humanity? And dare to acknowledge a broken body and spilt blood all for sinners like us? So, for God's sake, examine hard passages like 1 Corinthians 11 on this Lenten journey. And examine yourself while you are at it. Today's prayer. Holy and gracious God, we come to you as sinners who have badly missed the mark, standing desperately in the need of grace that only you can give. Grant unto us the courage to examine hard passages that make us uncomfortable. Help us also to examine ourselves, our egos, motivations, fears, ignorance, and pride. We, after all, are part of the very darkness that we claim to reject. Remind us once again of your body that has been broken for us, and of your blood of the new covenant poured out for the forgiveness of sins, that we may taste and see that the Lord is good. In the holy name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.